Aunt Jessie had a memory for everything we found in the attic. Her head is more full than the attic was.
The best thing to put in your brain is the Bible. Let's memorize it together. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you've joined me today. As always, I'm Zach. When I was 12 years old, my Sunday school teacher challenged us to memorize one whole chapter of the Bible. I chose to learn Psalm 1. Now, even though it took me a few weeks to learn the whole thing, I've never forgotten it. In Psalm 119, verse 11, King David said this, "I have hidden your word in my heart." And later in verse 16, he said, "I will not forget your word." So if David can do it, I think you can too. Let's listen to our story today. It's entitled Grandma's Attic. "Oh, look at this," exclaimed Aunt Jessie as she and Melanie were cleaning Grandma's attic. "Here's a box of mementos from when I was in high school." Melanie took a pair of neon green sunglasses from the box and put them on. "Why did you keep these?" "Tom gave those to me after he won them at the county fair," Aunt Jessie replied with a smile. "I haven't thought about him in years." As she sorted through the other things in the box, she told Melanie about each item and how she'd gotten it. "Don't you forget anything, Aunt Jessie?" asked Melanie. "Everything you see reminds you of something. Your head must be stuffed fuller than this attic." Aunt Jessie laughed. "Well, I've heard that people never really forget anything. Everything we experience is stored in our brains, but it may take something like a memento to bring it into a part of the mind where we can recall it." She stretched her arms. "I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired. Let's take a break." They went to the kitchen to get a snack. "What do you have in your attic, Melanie?" Aunt Jessie asked as they ate. Melanie started thinking about the attic at home, but Aunt Jessie leaned forward and tapped her on the head. "What I mean is, what do you have stored up here? I hadn't seen the things stored in Grandma's attic for years, but they brought back good memories. Like her attic, your mind is storing things too." "Yeah, I guess that's true," said Melanie. "Sometimes a song pops into my head, even if I haven't heard it for a long time." Aunt Jessie nodded. "Bible verses do the same thing. Even if you haven't thought of a particular verse for years, something may suddenly bring it to mind. So are there lots of Bible verses in the storage area of your brain?" Melanie shrugged. "I try to learn as many as I can." "Once memories are in place, things we see or hear can bring them back," said Aunt Jessie. "When you memorize God's word, he can use people and events to bring it to mind when you need it. That's one way the Holy Spirit helps you each day." So how about you? Have you ever seen or heard something that reminded you of a verse that you know? By memorizing God's word, you store it in your mind and make it a part of your life. When you need help or encouragement, the Holy Spirit can use it to remind you of God's love, truth, and promises. So keep reading the Bible and memorizing verses, and God's word will come to mind when you need it. Our key verse is Psalm 119:16.
"I will not forget your word."
And our key thought, memorize Bible verses. I hope that you love listening to the Keys for Kids stories every day. If you want to read them on your own, now you can do that on your Nook or Kindle. And when you're done with the stories, there's games and crafts for you too, like making slime from the Pity Puddle story. Just ask one of your parents to go to keysforkids.org and then click Shop. The Keys for Kids ebook is a fun way to have story time with God every day. So learn more about him and get the ebook at keysforkids.org, then click Shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.